WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. For the jazz lovers on your holiday shopping list, jazz critic Kevin Whitehead suggests three box sets featuring memorable pianists, including Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock, and another lesser-known keyboardist who backed Rosemary Clooney.
Chick Corea, bassist Christian McBride, and drummer Brian Blade on Thelonious Monk's Work. It's from the Corea Trio's Trilogy, one of those multi-CD boxes out this time of year that might make a nice present for some jazz fan you may know. All-star groups like this one, put together to play big-ticket concerts, can be more about showboating than interplay. But this band can sound gloriously tight. The playing is bright and crisp, they really listen to each other, they even sound rehearsed. It brings out the best in all of them. The trio's live Trilogy is on three CDs, and if it didn't violate the numerology, they might have whittled it down to two, maybe ditching three tunes with three guests whose help they don't really need. But there is a lot of very good playing here on diverse material. Moving on. Pianist Herbie Hancock, in his new autobiography, devotes a lot of ink to a neglected period that's spotlighted in his three CD set, Herbie Hancock, the Warner Brothers years, 1969 to 1972. It was a transitional period after Hancock got into electric keyboards, but before he got super funky. At first, the music could sound kind of like his acoustic jazz plugged in. Herbie Hancock followed that with two albums built around his sextet, Mawandishi. Their freeform electric music owed a lot to Miles Davis's early fusion jams, only with more bass and some Sun Ra reverb. After that, Mawandishi's music got gloriously weirder, like the players were daring each other. You can hear how it finally got too weird for Herbie Hancock, who pulled the plugs. But they got some great spacey textures blending horns and electronics. Our last holiday gift pick features a very different keyboard wizard, backing singer Rosemary Clooney on songs recorded for her 1950s radio shows. Clooney was good friends with Bing Crosby, and he lent her the quartet he used for his own recently reissued radio stuff. It was led by keyboardist Buddy Cole, whose zippy, gimmicky arrangements are so over the top, they're kind of great.
Life's a ball, if only you know it, and it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do.
That That's from the Rosemary Clooney CBS radio recordings, 1955 to 1961, a box from the mail order house Mosaic. It's 104 songs on 5 CDs, though they could have fit on 4. Clooney, like Bing Crosby or Fred Astaire, had the knack for swinging a tune even while singing it straight. At first, Buddy Cole brought her recycled Crosby charts, but they soon pursued Clooney's own interests. She loved Duke Ellington tunes and sings a few here.
True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill, but please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
Buddy Cole rearranges Duke Ellington. Now, there's a concept. They do some ballads, too, but Rosemary Clooney, like the band, sounds more at home on up-tempo numbers. Slow and tender can be lovely, of course, but sometimes the frothier the better.
Things look swell, things look great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now. Honey, everything's coming up roses. Clear the decks, clear the...
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Wondering Sound and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed the box sets Trilogy by the Chick Corea Trio, Herbie Hancock's The Warner Brother Years, 1969 to 1972, and the Rosemary Clooney CBS radio recordings, 1955 to 1960.